702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
And let's go from Atlanta to Adam Gilchrist. Hi, Adam. Good morning. Now, these dangerous aid drops, the latest story is coming from Gaza. Tell us more.
Yeah, it's basically because an aid drop is essentially still the same as during the Second World War. You literally push a crate off the back of an aeroplane on a parachute and hope it lands more or less in the right place. And of course, a lot of the time, it doesn't land anywhere near the right place. The US, UK and Jordan have all been parachuting in mega aid packages. Two American C-17s airdropped 46,000 MREs on Monday, meals ready to eat. On Monday, the RAF, 10 tons of water, rice, flour the day after. But Gaza's Hamas-run media office says 18 Palestinians have been killed trying to collect the aid because there's no one on the ground, therefore, to oversee it, to distribute, etc. 12 people drowned, apparently, when they went into the sea to retrieve food packages and suddenly they're out of their depth, they're too far out, etc. Six others were trampled to death in stampedes. So local officials in Gaza are saying the airdrops are, as they put it, offensive, inappropriate and useless. I wonder about useless. They're doing something, but they're clearly not an efficient way of getting the aid in. Land aid is the way to do it, but of course the alternatives there aren't going so well either with all those checkpoint problems.
Shocking. All right, then tell us briefly the Titanic door cell. Now, this is the door that Rose was floating on and then Jack slid away. I thought that was very unfair. I'm sure we could have saved Jack, but they've got an auctioned off this door, haven't they?
It's the most contentious bit of Titanic. Forget the lack of lifeboats or the loss of life. In the film, of course, not in the real incident, but in the film. So it's sold by Planet Hollywood, the restaurant chain Planet Hollywood, for $720,000, roughly speaking, 13.5 million rand, for this floating piece of wood used as a in the movie, Titanic. The one where essentially says there isn't them both, condemning himself to icy death and her to a life of heartache, except the prop door, as used in the film and now sold, is actually 2.5 meters long and 1 meter wide. So you get 2.5 meters. That's a good. I think I've slept in a hotel bed with my wife that was smaller than that. 2.4 meters long and 1 meter wide. Surely bags of room. And I love the fact that, I mean, obviously it's one of the talked about bits of the film. The director of Titanic, James Cameron, says he still gets dozens of emails every day arguing how selfish Rose was and what an idiot Jack was. Wow. In Mr. Cameron's view, I love his take on this, though. He says, look, the dude's going down. It's in the script. Maybe they should have made the prop door a bit smaller. Maybe.
Yeah. Here we go. I want an official inquiry into Rose and Jack, I tell you. That's Adam Gilchrist with a World View.